Hey, welcome back to Chiefs Live as we talk about the Chiefs' upcoming game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Kendall, we talked about in the first segment that you are familiar with some of the defensive yes. coaches on the staff for the Steelers. Are you going to call ahead and try to figure out what they're going to do against the Chiefs on Sunday?
That is the plan, yes. I asked them, where are their troops, how many are there, and will you take me to them? Yes, but no, I'm guessing that Mr. Olsofsky will not let me hear about it, but he and I were pretty tight, so he'll tell me a few nuggets on game day.
All right, well, there you go. So listen to the Chiefs radio broadcast, and Kendall will have some great stuff for you guys from the sidelines like he always does. But this Steelers defense, overall, the history of the Steelers defense, you think big, tough, physical, veteran team. That's pretty much what they've got again this season, is it not?
It is. You know, they've given up a lot of yards, quite honestly, and to me it's not the normal Steeler team, because when I look at that front, Kiesel's went down with an injury, so I look at that front three, Cam Thomas, Steve McClendon, Cameron Hayward. To me, this is not names that you would recognize normally. Now, granted, they're in another division. You know, Jarvis Jones, who has a lot of talent, was only activated a couple weeks ago, December 8th, so he's back into the mix. But they are aged. You go, I think, probably the one guy that most people talk about is Troy Polamalu, and while he's still an effort guy, I think getting a little bit long in the tooth, battling some injuries, he's got an issue. Ryan Shazier, the rookie out of Ohio State, a lot of promise there, but he's battling an ankle injury. And quite honestly, it will be interesting to see, because when I watch the film, this is a defense in Pittsburgh that really tries to get up the field. And I think what you're going to see the Chiefs do is let them get up the field and a lot of YM blocking and take players where they want to go and then go inside. I think you're going to see, quite honestly, a lot of running inside the tackles. I think that's where they're susceptible. The one guy that I have, quite honestly, a little bit of fear about is William Gay. This guy, he takes a lot of chances, but he's had three interceptions this year, all three pick sixes. Actually, his last four interceptions, rather, have been pick sixes. That dates back to week 12 against Cleveland last year. So this guy, he's somebody who really is a playmaker. You saw it last week. He had his pick six, which really jump-started the defense of Pittsburgh against Atlanta.
For the Chiefs offense and how they might try to attack this Steelers defense, we've seen over the past couple of games against the Arizona Cardinals and last week against the Raiders, this Chiefs offense has started to pick up chunks of yards on different plays. Last week against the Raiders, we saw six different plays of at least 20 yards, all of which came on passes. Is this a Steelers defense where the Chiefs might be able to pick their spots and pick up these chunks of yards?
I think they will, but they've got to be very smart about it. You know, having been around Dick LeBeau, this is one thing. You know, he's the one, maybe he wasn't completely the architect of the zone blitz, but he uses it a lot. So you've got that 3-4 front, and you're going to have five, maybe six guys up on the line of scrimmage. You're going to have both linebackers sugaring the guards a little bit, and they've got to wonder whether they're coming or not. And all of a sudden, they'll drop out, and then you'll have a joker, which is an extra defensive back, come off of one side or the other. And what LeBeau likes to do is get pressure for week, where he overwhelms you, and he has one more rusher than you have blocker. Then he takes a chance that the QB cannot find the open receiver in time before the rush gets there. So they've had a lot of success with that over the years, and I think that's going to be the big thing. Can they check off Alex Smith, I'm talking about, find the open guy? Certainly, if that's the case, you'll see things like a 70-yard scampered down the middle of the field with somebody like Nile Davis, because eventually they will leave somebody open.
Yep, and Alex Smith has been very good as far as finding that hole in the zone, and you talk about the Nile Davis play on the angle route. That was a fantastic play against a zone blitz. But you talk about the zone blitz and the delay blitzes and all the things that Dick LeBeau likes to do. It seemed like on Sunday the Chiefs' offensive line did a much better job of picking up some of those. You look at a few of those chunk plays, the 48-yard pass to Albert Wilson, and particularly the 37-yarder to Beau. That came on a blitz where the offensive line was able to pick it up and switch. Rodney Hudson picked up a nice stunt on that play. Did you see the same thing from the Chiefs' offensive line on Sunday, and that they're starting to improve that area?
I think they are, and I think when they went back the last couple of games where they'd given up so many sacks, they were delayed blitz, but they weren't delayed blitz. And when I say that, you had three-man games and four-man games, and what happens is they develop late, and you had times where blockers were getting picked by their own men because you had one guy coming in here, crossing, somebody coming around, and it gets all garbled up. And the fact is the Chiefs weren't getting the ball out as quickly as they'd like. We all know that the Chiefs are most effective when Alex Smith is getting the ball out in 2.5 seconds or less. That's what needs to happen this week as well.
You talked about the Steelers defense liking to get up the field and how that can kind of, the wham blocking, all those different things that they can do up front. The Steelers defense has given up 50 runs of 10 yards or more. And you talk about a running back like Jamaal Charles, especially in the pistol and things that like they like to do in those shotgun type formations. If he can get a clear lane past the first line of defense, then once he's into the open field, even the second level, he's gone. He's going to pick up a chunk of yards. And is that the kind of thing that you're talking about as far as where they can get the yards?
I do. I think tackle to tackle. I think there'll be times where you see the defensive tackles of the Steelers, literally, they may pop a guy, if you were that, pop you and then get up to the second level. And all of a sudden, that defensive tackle will run himself out of the play without even getting blocked. Or you'll have a tight end or maybe a pulling guard come from the opposite side and wham him, knock him out. And you just get those underneath handoffs and those quick little cuts inside. And again, like you said, we all know Jamaal Charles is a thoroughbred. And once he gets going, it's hard to catch him.
Yep, you often see those on defensive linemen you can't block either. But talk about one specific offensive lineman. The Chiefs did make a change. Coach Andy Reid did say that when Jeff Lankenbach stepped in at left guard for veteran Mike McGlinn, that McGlinn was a little beat up. He just wanted to give him a little rest, give him some time to get healthy and see where he's at down the road. But what were your initial impressions of what you saw from Lankenbach, and can he handle those things that you're talking about in the running game on Sunday?
Well, he certainly can. This is a veteran who played. He hadn't started for a couple of years, I think not since maybe with Indianapolis in 2012, but I thought he did a good job. I think coming into the game, everybody thought, okay, they're going to run Jamaal, they're going to run Jamaal. What did we do? We spread it out a little bit. We got the ball, Bolts passes out to the right and the left with Kelsey, and then I think even DeAnthony. And what it did was it made Oakland defend the whole width of the field so we could use the whole width of the field. And I think that was big from that standpoint, but I also think it's big because it gave Lankenbach a chance to really get into the flow of the game a little bit, to where you just weren't running right behind him right off the bat. Because I'll tell you, there a couple of those guys up front for Oakland, they could flat play. They were a load and they did a good job. And you have to understand the other team's getting paid to play as well, so they've got some good players. So it'll be interesting to see who plays this week. And either way, the offensive line has to play well. If they don't, it would be a long day for the Chiefs.
Yep, and speaking of chunks of yards, which the Chiefs offense, like we said, have done pretty good at the last couple of games, the Steelers defense is allowing 6.1 yards per play in total on offense, which ranks 31st in the NFL. It's a defense, like we touched on, that you can get chunks of yards on. If there's one area to focus on, one matchup that you're looking forward to on Sunday, what would that be?
You know what? I think Dwayne Bowe has a chance to continue what he's been doing the last couple of games. I think you're seeing him catch the ball with authority, catch the ball on the run, getting hit in stride. I think that's huge. I think he relishes that moment. And then also Travis Kelce. I think he has to continue. He needs to secure the ball, but he has to continue to catch the ball and run. And again, the yards after the catch. That 20-yard catch, 14 of those were after the catch, rather, and he made a couple people miss. That needs to continue on Sunday as well.
Absolutely. Again, big game. Chiefs-Steelers on Sunday. The Steelers win. They're in the playoffs. Chiefs win. They've got a home game then against the Chargers. That will be for an AFC playoff spot. We are looking forward to the game on Sunday. We will see you there.
And on Charles. Run to the near side. He's got the open field. It's going to be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tom Mahaly.
Wants to throw for Bowie.
At the 30. At the 20. Touchdown.